and welcome to the ASP podcast. Today we're joined by Lisa Lambert, who covers state and local finance for Reuters, and she's joining us here in a personal capacity. We're here discussing sequestration in a local DC watering hole. But so Lisa, what's happening with sequestration and local government and state issues?
Well, when it comes to the states, there are two issues with sequestration. One is the direct effects that these budget cuts are going to have on the states. They're looking at seeing about $5.6 billion less, just this federal fiscal year, just going to the end of September, that they're going to have to deal with. They're going to have to look at cutting different programs throughout their budgets. A lot of sequestration exempted money that states get, so sequestration won't affect their biggest budget buster, which is Medicaid. The other place where they get a lot of revenues from the federal government is highways and roads, and that also won't be touched by sequestration. So on average, the money that states get from the federal government, only about 6.6% of that will be affected by sequestration. It's a very small amount. What states are more worried about are those indirect effects, that they're going to be seeing layoffs from federal contractors, layoffs at schools. They're going to see the federal government just not buying as much or leasing as many buildings as it used to. And that's harder to quantify, and it's more worrying to them because they've just gotten through this recession. They're finally at a place where their economies are looking stable, and now they're going to have layoffs and, you know, more demand for their money.
And that sounds to me like the biggest issue with all this is just the unknown.
Yes. You know, they've been talking about the uncertainty since this summer. The problem is that states right now are crafting their budgets for the fiscal year that's coming up. Most states, the fiscal year starts on July 1. They finish their budgets like April, May at the latest. They don't know what to budget for. They don't know, you know, if you're going to have thousands of layoffs, then you have to start looking at how much money are we going to put into unemployment benefits. They also don't know if sequestration is somehow miraculously postponed or sidestepped, then they don't have to worry about that $5.6 billion.
And you've been here in D.C. covering the governor's conference. What were they discussing here?
The governors were lockstep on certain messages, which was really interesting to see because you have some very strongly conservative Republican governors and you have some very strongly liberal Democratic governors. They all spoke in this very unified voice that they believe the federal debt and deficit needs to be addressed, that they see that as a threat to the United States security and to its economy. They do not want it to be addressed through sequestration. They see these cuts as arbitrary. They see them as just kind of, the word they kept using was odious, that it was just too strong. What they would like is for the federal government to include them in how it chooses to make these cuts, and then to also reassure them that it won't cut the funding for programs, but keep the programs in place and expect the states to make up for the extra money.
I think it's one of the issues I've heard from Congress as well as the government is they actually just want some thinking behind addressing
right.
The budget.
This is a formula, and but back in the summer of 2011, when they were dealing with this committee, a lot of the states I talked to said, in some ways, sequestration was preferable to these budget negotiations. Medicaid can take up to a third of their budget right now. And with negotiations with committee members, you know, going behind closed doors, they were never sure if Medicaid would be protected or not. So in some ways, the formula for sequestration, it lets them know what's on the table, what's not, where the cuts will be generally. But when you get down to the specifics and the details, there's so much uncertainty with the way that this is being implemented. You know, will the FAA cut this or will it cut that? How will they find the savings?
And which states do you think will be most affected by sequestration?
Well, then you have to look at how much the federal government contributes to a state's economy. when you look at these grants that keep coming down, the $5.6 billion, the state that relies the most on those is South Dakota. But you never think of South Dakota as being vulnerable to the federal government. When Pew Center in the States has looked at how much the federal government spends in each state on salaries, on procurement, on services and contracts, and then they've compared that to the state's GDP, their economy, their gross domestic product. In Virginia and Maryland, that spending represents 20% of the economy.
Wow.
So if they start laying off people, cutting contracts, it's mainly going to happen in those two states, and those two states are going to feel it the most.
And we saw the president today go to Virginia. Mm-hmm. What was he talking about?
Well, he was talking about the defense cuts. So going back to that GDP number, altogether, federal spending represents about 20% of Virginia's economy. Defense spending is 10% of Virginia's economy. So they're looking at, you know, it's a huge Navy state. So they're looking at, I think it was delaying a lot of maintenance on the ships. And I think actually at one point just like scrapping a project for one of the ships. So he was pointing out that it's making our country vulnerable because security is being cut, and then it's also going to get rid of some very good, solid jobs in the state of Virginia.
And you know, the thing what ASP has been writing about on this, there is, we know that the budget issues need to be addressed, but if we cut the bad and the good, it's sort of the bad stays going.
Right. Well, I think, again, that goes back to 2011 when the governors were worried about who would be deciding what's bad. You know, like, we have a very ideologically divided Congress right now. And one group could decide TANF, the welfare replacement program, is bad, and we should just cut that. And another group, you know, that's the welfare replacement. If you're a Democrat, that's very important to you. So I think that's... The idea of across the board was so that you didn't have to leave this up to politicians to decide.
But it's come down to that. And now they don't want it.
Right.
So who are the governors that are leading the charge on this?
Well, you have, frankly, the Virginia and Maryland governors were very vocal this weekend. And they did something very interesting, which is...
One's Democrat, one's Republican.
Exactly. Not only that, but... Governor Martin O'Malley of Maryland has often stepped in during the 2012 campaign to really represent the president. He's a vocal Democrat. And then Virginia, you have Governor McDonnell, who is often talked about as possibly being the next Republican presidential nominee. So these are two party stalwarts. And they went on CBS This Nation together this weekend to discuss how much they don't want sequestration to happen. The problem is that then when you ask them, well, how are we going to sidestep this? What are the alternatives? They have very different ideas.
So what do you think are the next steps this week as we approach sequestration on Friday?
Right. Well, I talked to the Hawaii governor this weekend, and he has been in Congress. And what he said made a lot of sense in that they'll delay it for 3 months, and then they'll go back and have real soul searching. And I think when I talked to him on Saturday, that sounded logical. But now we're coming up on Wednesday, there's no deal. How can that even happen?
But didn't they just do that? Didn't they just put it off for 3 months for some soul searching, which actually makes the budget cuts bigger? Because it's not a percentage.
It's $1.2 trillion over 10 years, and you got to do more now, right? And frankly, the governors don't want this. The states don't want this. They have to get their budgets done for this next fiscal year. They don't want to wait 3 months. That's when their next fiscal year starts. The other thing is, they've been talking about this since last summer. They had to gear up in December for it. I think they're done. You know, Oklahoma's Governor Mary Fallon, who's been really vocal about it, says we can't have this talk every 3 months. We need some certainty. We need to know what's happening.
Well, we at ASP couldn't agree with you more. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.